you might want to think twice about going for a flight, you know, on holiday this year or next year, whenever you so wish. You might be a bit concerned that some of the pilots, I don't know what's going on. I can't think what's happening for pilots at the moment, but they do seem to be collapsing somewhat, either, you know, just before they get into the cockpit or during the flight or at any point. They seem to be having struck down and just snuffing it or getting extremely ill. And I can't think what could possibly be happening. Now, I know, of course, there's the old thing that the WEF, isn't it, the World Economic Forum, the think tank with those unelected bunch of people who think they run the world, the power that were, as it were, those that think they're in charge. I know they want to bring out a thing in which in the future you won't be able to fly, and I can't think that they're connected with this concept that these pilots are having a lot of problems. But I was sent this, and it's rather worrying, isn't it? Have a look at this. I can't think what's going on. Sudden death and incapacitations among pilots. This is from the White Rose, and I'll leave the link in the description. But just have a look at this. This is quite bizarre. It's a list of pilots who have had these issues since September 2023. And it seems to be, look, there's hundreds of them. Goes on and on, May, March, there we go, goes right back. We just thought we'd have a look at some of them. So here we are, September the 24th, 2023, Austrian Airlines, flight OS-188, and this is from Stuttgart to Vienna. The captain became incapacitated and the first officer took control of the aircraft. Slightly worrying if you're flying somewhere at 30,000 feet and all of a sudden, you know, you're going through a bit of turbulence. Oh, blimey, what was that? Oh, no, it's all right. It's not turbulence. The captain's just collapsed. He's been incapacitated. Something to do with his heart, maybe. Has he had his booster? Oh, yes, yes. It's nothing to do with that, of course. Wouldn't be connected with anything to do with any medical intervention, of course. It's just, unfortunately, he didn't seem to be very healthy, which is a bit of a shame. But don't panic. The other guy, the first officer, who also has had one of those things, he'll be all right. And if not, we've got 25 other trainee people on there. I mean, basically, don't go on an aeroplane flight unless you've not had 20 hours in a flight simulator or one of those downloadable games, because it might be that somebody will peer out the back and say, in the most calm voice, "Hello, ladies and gentlemen, is anybody here able to fly a plane? Anybody done a little bit of flight simulator? Can anybody flap their arms rather rapidly? Only a couple of the pilots have just conked out and we're incapacitated." Be a bit of a worry, that would. Let's have a look at another one. Here we are, September the same. The day before, this is Alaska Airlines pilot, 37-year-old, which is unusual. You know, 37, you know, he's obviously got past it, must be. Captain Eric McRae died suddenly in his hotel room during a layover, and he was to fly that morning. Of course, happens all the time, you know. There's nothing to see. This is not unusual. September the 22nd, that was the day before that, you know. So 3 days in a row, it seems. Delta flight, DL-291. Going from Paris to Los Angeles, the pilot became incapacitated and was taken to the cabin for care. The plane was diverted to Minneapolis and the pilot was taken to hospital. We're not told what happened to him after that and whether he's now flying. He's only 37. My chair seems to have... I've got one of those chairs, you know, that seems to have... I think it's had its own medical intervention and is a little bit decapacitated. I hope the pilots are not decapitated. That would, of course, be even more worrying. But let's go on and have another look at another one. So let's swing by into August. Here we go. This is August. Let's have a look and see what was going on in August. The 27th. This is Air Canada flight, and it's Vancouver to Ottawa. And one of the pilots fell ill and became incapacitated 50 minutes before landing. That's a bit of a worry, isn't it? Hello there, this is your pilot speaking. We are flying in from Vancouver to Ottawa and we will be landing in approximately 50 minutes. Now, if you would just make sure that you have... Oh, excuse me, I've... beep. Meanwhile, First Officer, Navigator and all members of the staff are going, blimey. Especially if they've been on a flight where, oops, didn't we have a flight the other day where the pilot was incapacitated? Something happened, clutched his heart suddenly and went, oh, Michael, went flush. Quick, give him some tablets. Get one of those things. And no, for goodness sake, don't do that. That might be what started it off in the first... Oh, yes, better be careful. Can anyone else fly? Well, I think, you know, you can imagine the rest of the cabin staff are definitely taking flying lessons, just in case. Or maybe they're just looking in the back of the newspapers for, I don't know, courier driver jobs or something a little bit more safe, or something a bit on the ground in which they are less likely to have accidents. Because, I mean, you know, an accident up there in the sky, so a couple of miles up into the atmosphere, a little bit more dodgy than if you're driving a milk float. Maybe a milk float job is, you know, 2 miles an hour as you go along. A little bit of broken glass, you know, no point crying over spilt milk, obviously. Let's see what happened then that earlier that month then. Is there anything else that we should be worried about? Because, I mean, it's so rare, isn't it? Must be rare that a pilot would have any other problems. So let's have a look. Well, Indigo flight from, where is this, Nagpur to Pune. In India, I don't know if I've got those names right, the 40-year-old pilot there died after collapsing at the boarding gate. He was just about to board. That's a bit upsetting for the pilot, isn't it? My chair's just collapsed as well. And there you are, you're sitting on there with, oh, there's the captain. Oh, look, he looks resplendent, doesn't he? Doesn't he look resplendent, gripping to the side rail and vomiting up blood or seized? And he looks very reassuring as they carry him back on a stretcher as we're about to fly up there in the sky. It is a slightly nervous, isn't it? And now, if you've bought travel tickets, let me say, of course, this is extremely rare. You know, normally, in a normal sort of circumstances, you would perhaps see one or two of these in a decade or what have you, you know. But since 2021, I can't think what happened in 2021. Can you? It's not like all pilots all over the world were to take some sort of funny juice or something and it's sort of mucked about with. I mean, that would be very peculiar. Although I wonder if, and I reported on this on the other day, the King, you know, flying over to COP28. I wonder if his aeroplane pilots taking him there are, I wonder whether they've had some funny juice or not, or whether there's a restriction, you know, on those pilots. Because let's face it, our betters, the powers that think they're better than us, surely they would make sure that their pilots are fully jacked up with all the stuff they need to be jacked up with. Oh, funnily enough, the day before, look at that, how strange. The day before, August the 16th, it says here, Qatar Airways, and it gives you the flight number from Delhi, it says here to Doha, a 51-year-old pilot collapsed as a passenger in flight and died. So in other words, he's, you know, he wasn't actually at the wheel or anything, but he was just coming back in flight. There we are, as a passenger, dressed up as an ordinary passenger, so you wouldn't recognise him, with his captain's hat on and blood gurgling in his throat. He died as the plane was diverted to Dubai. And then only a couple of days before that, it seems, from Miami to Santiago in Chile, 2 hours into the flight of an 8-hour flight, 56, you know, still quite young, Captain Ivan Adanuf collapsed and died in the lavatory, you know, sort of a very, very nice place to die. I can imagine if you needed to go immediately after he's just died in there, fell down the U-bend and he's been ejected into air flight. I mean, it's dreadful, isn't it? I mean, it is somewhat worrying. Maybe go by bus would be the answer. There's something weird going on, don't you think? I mean, even if you're not one of those who've got conspiracy theorists and think that there was anything wrong with having some funny juice put into your arm and it sort of maybe affecting you, I don't know. There's something weird going on, isn't it? Doesn't that just make you a bit nervous? Because it does me.